Jingles.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for March 10, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. Today we're going to feature six great new songs up front. We'll give you an update on TK Jingles Live 2016, Even Liver. We'll feature some songs about the latest laundry craze of the day, Chessie, and the mailbag. So stick around, going to be a great show.
I know that this won't last forever. Tony's 90 years old, so soon his show will be gone. Every day we get to do this seems we're beating the odds. Every day I feel so blessed that he's still playing his songs. You can say that it's dumb. I agree it's kind of stupid. You can say we wasted all kinds of time and we've got 2,000 songs to prove it. But I remember back when all of this started and how the small community.
Okay, first of all, thank you. The response to TK Jingles Live 2016 has been ridiculous. It took me 30 days to reach 100 backers last year. This time I did it in 48 hours. We have folks planning to join us from Iowa, Wisconsin, Tennessee, South Dakota, Texas, New Jersey, Canada, and maybe even Mexico. It's just crazy how overwhelming the response has been this time around. And I obviously... A big difference is the fact that Tony is openly endorsing it. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Before we get into the whole TK Jingles Live nonsense, I did want to play some new music from the show because that's typically what, you know, folks come to this podcast to hear, all the great new songs from TKJingles.com and Tony's show. So first, Robert Berg really beat me to the punch on this one. I've had a string on my finger for 3 years to do something by The Hoff, and Rob just crushed it with a parody of... Looking for Freedom, so Working for Sheehan, a David Hasselhoff classic that was sung on the wall as it was coming down. Then we have John Neiswinger with a tribute to Mark Ruffalo and Hornaday's favorite crush. Steve Lipton with a really clever take on Smoke in the Water, blurb on the cover. Dr. Rob and Joe Arrow collaborating on Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me about Tony moving to... the plains, I guess, with Don't Let a Cow Fall Down on Me. Then Brad Weiss parroting one of the worst Three Dog Night songs ever. One is The Loneliest Number. And I despise this song because of the lyrics, so it's a great song to parody because that lyric, one is the loneliest number you'll ever do, I don't agree with that. I don't know what that means. That's not something somebody would say. Who does a number? What does that mean? Loneliest number you'll ever do. It's just an awful, 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 awful lyric. So all of Gene McManus's hatred of Three Dog Night is validated just by that lyric alone. So great song to parody, Brad. Really happy you did that. And then we'll end the new songs with John Fitzpatrick with a really spectacular story songs. This is a genre that I've really enjoyed over the past few years, where you just narrate Tony getting up in the morning and going through his day and finding new ways to describe all the inane, stupid, and ridiculous things that he does. So six wonderful new songs. And then we got an update for you on TK Jingles Live. Enjoy.
One morning on Sunday a few weeks ago, I was bound by a matrimonial knot. Years had gone by with no joy in my life, but then Beatrice popped her clogs. Now I'm working for Sheehan. I've been looking at clouds. I've been working for Sheehan. I buried my spouse. I've been working for Sheehan and prowling bingo halls. I've been working for Sheehan and bagging hens in shawls. I wanna watch a show, Saturdays would always go. Something starring Cary Grant. As we ate our dinner, I glare at her embittered. She knew that I hated eggplant. Beatrice said, eat your vegetables, Hank. The fiber will soften your stool. I swear that this is true. Thought I can't stand this nagging true. I hope the morrow reaps her soul. Now I'm working for Sheehan, tracking precipitation. I've been working for Sheehan and learning to sex my junk. I've been working for Sheehan and treating a scrotal rash. I've been working for Sheehan and smoking lots of hash.
Professional girl,
tell us what she's like.
Reviews new movies for the world.
Who knows what she'll strike?
Holds her pen like a machete.
Seth Rogen ate her guts.
Doesn't fix her, not a cup of tea.
Zoolander sequel sucks.
But when their hair starts a blowing in a transcendental way, she gets lost in those eyes. Wait, where did we begin?
Who's the love?
Plus feet of white. I've dealt with hundreds of Sheehan's weather warnings. Froze my buttocks after falling on the ice. Too late to keep the snow from falling. Those were the clowns. I'll never get it right. No, but you misread. If you think I might be moving to a place where twisters leave you running for your life. Don't let a cow fall down on me. Don't wanna hurt myself. It's better someone else than me. I never live in Kansas, oh no. I'll stay in D.C. Could cause a cow to fall down on me. One percent's the greatest experience I've ever had. 2% is not as fun, so if it's all the same to you, I'll stick to number one. Yes is the only acknowledgement you should report. No is the answer that gets you stabbed with cocktail forks. 'Cause one is the only percent that we'll ever do. Under my plush cashmere bathrobe, a Four Seasons tattoo. At Rose's Luxury, I will not wait in line. I'll take Uber Black in Cadillacs to my G5. One is the only percent. One is the only percent. One is the only percent that will ever do.
Each night he goes out driving, heading home at the end of a broadcast day. Maybe dines out on half of a chicken parm, picks up his mail from Eric at the Palm. When he hits for home, he only knows one way. From DeSales, he steers his caddy on over. Then he takes Connecticut to Chevy Chase, D.C. When the rain tumbles down, hard and cold, he calls to tell Michael, but that's gotten so old. Mike says, I love you, Dan, but I'm gonna block your calls one day. He bought the neighbors out who live next door to one side. Dropped straight cash, homie, and sent them away. Then he offered it to Michael and his young wife. Liz looked him dead in the eye and said, not on your life, I'm not living next door. Nope, not gonna, no way. Each morn he wakes up in the darkness. Circles stuff in the paper while we all sleep. Prepares to do his show where he owns the mic. Then he heads to the studio on Rockville Pike. and he talks to himself, reads out loud what all the signs say.
TK Live 2016, Even Liver. They would like it to say Even Liver, oh, but it looks like
I like liver.
Well played. Very well played. Nobody likes liver. So I'd like to take you back to June 2013. I may have told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. When I did We Didn't Start the Fire, the extended version, that took me like 6 hours to put together. It was an ungodly amount of time for something that now looking back seems like it shouldn't have taken anywhere near that long. And anyway, when that aired on the show, I vividly remember listening to it on my patio as I was making dinner on that Friday, I think. And I had this sense of melancholy that, wow, the show is going away for 10 weeks. And we're not going to get to hear these songs and hear Tony's stories and all the fun things about the show. It's just going into the abyss. Wouldn't it be cool if we could have some kind of send-off, like a party or some kind of get-together to celebrate everything about this show? And now here we are 3 years later, and we're doing that not only, not just even for the first time, for the second time. And it keeps growing in scale. So I have a note here from Mike Vormatag, says he's coming from Canada. And JW sent me a note, says, so your estimate of 100 people is going to be a little bit off. And yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't really have a good head count right now, but as I said earlier, this time last year, the interest in TK Jingles Live was strong, but it wasn't like this. And obviously a lot of that has to do with the fact that Tony is openly endorsing it now. And this is normally the part where I tell you, don't bank on anyone being there. You know, we aren't counting on anyone being there. Dina sent a nice note to Tony on Friday that said, you know, it really doesn't matter if you show up, we're not coming for you. And while I appreciate the sentiment of that, clearly the fact that Tony is so excited about this is what's driving all the excitement and the support for the Kickstarter and everything else. And I talked to CJ, the new program director at 980, and Mark Stern earlier today, just to work out logistics, because they are trying to find a new venue for this. So currently we've booked a barbecue joint in Rockville. It's going to hold 150 people. I think we're not going to, that's going to be too small. So we have at least 150 people coming already, and it's only been advertised for a week. I think it's only going to grow. So they're looking at a couple of different concert venues. I'm thinking maybe some kind of wedding, like banquet hall or something would be fine for me. I don't really want to have a stage or something, but there are a few concert venues that they're looking at, actively looking at, and the only thing for certain right now is the date. We're committed to June 25th, so people can make travel plans. But there's a place, I think the Hamilton, that they're looking at in D.C., but that can only they can only do that from like 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., so that could change the time a little bit. But whatever happens, the date is set in stone. The station is committed to that. My anxiety with getting them involved is sort of like that that moment from Wayne's World when it becomes like a network show, and the, Wayne and Garth are sitting there, and all of a sudden it cuts to their cheesy corporate announcer and their ridiculous new intro song, and like the whole thing is like a total corporate sellout. And so I really don't want that to happen. So I'm going to do my best to try to maintain some control over this. I'm assured that I will, and everything that we want to do in terms of keeping it casual, keeping it a party, not making it like some big to-do performance, we're going to be able to maintain that. So hopefully it plays out that way. And while, like I usually caution that Tony's not coming, at this point, Tony is definitely coming, as are Nigel, Gary, Gene, and then several others from the show, David, Tori, there's several people that are strong maybes. So the goal of the station is obviously to have everybody there. They're planning to promote this thing and back it. And other than hype for Tony's show, I'm not sure what else to get out of it. It's really appreciated. So like I said, taking it with a grain of salt that we don't become Wayne's World here. But so far, so good. Everybody's been so nice, so supportive. Can't say enough. Don't quote me as saying anything negative. I really, really appreciate everything they're doing so far. And my only complaint right now is that the Kickstarter is going so much better than I expected. I may have to reorder some of those stupid shot glasses. The shot puts for shot glasses. I got those last year because I thought it was just such a hilarious joke. Michelle, my wife, made a joke, shot putzfa, said, you should put that on a shot glass. I said, all right, I'll do that. And so I ordered like, I don't know, 100 of them or something. And I only sold like 10 through the Kickstarter, like some pathetic number. So I've got a closet full of these things. And over the past year, several people have ordered them at tkjingles.com/store, where you can get, you know, various junk. But I've still got like 50 of them in the closet. So I'm hoping that the Kickstarter is successful enough that like 49 of them are gone and I can keep one for myself. But I really don't want to have to reorder them. So hopefully once they're gone, they're gone. So if you really want a shot puts for shot glass, I can't recommend it highly enough. It's just so wonderful, so high quality, so great. Please get it out of my house. All right, now that's enough talking about TK Jingles Live. Oh, one last thing. And this, I guess, is more of a comment for Tony that I'll have to deal with. But, you know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, I guess. But there's no such thing as Jingle Fest. There's no Jingle Palooza. It is TK Jingles Live 2016, even liver. And the whole liver thing is an intentional joke. I've gotten a lot of notes from people saying, oh, man, did you mean for it to sound that way? The guitar even looks like a liver. Like, this is bad. Like, no, no, no. That was all intentional. It's like the Oneaters or the Wonders from that thing you do. It's meant to be a joke. And then around the whole Jingle Palooza, Jingle Fest, all these various names, there was a comment I remember on the message boards on this website Stinks or whatever it is, the thing that keeps up with Tony on the message boards during the show that kind of live comments on it. Somebody said, if this were called Lil Palooza, I would go to it, but it's not, so I'm not interested. And it was like this like really snarky thing. I don't think it was meant to be funny. It was just meant to, like, I don't know, it was like, this isn't about the littles, this is about the jingles. And just like totally misses the point. So, you know, if you like Tony's show, you should come to this. We're going to make every possible effort to make sure that everybody who wants to come can come. You know, everybody who backs Kickstarter is guaranteed to get in there just in case we like have 1,000 people show up. But the intent is that every single person who wants to come can come. Wherever you travel from, if you're traveling from California, there will be a place for you. So please come. We want you there. We want all the littles there. This is not, as I said, not a concert. This is a party, a celebration of the TK Jingles phenomenon and the Tony Kornheiser show. And I hope we see you there. So I wanted to now play a couple of songs from last year's TK Jingles Live, a few of my favorites. And the one thing that the station may help out with this time around is actually recording the show so we can, you know, get a really high quality recording. So this is the line-in that we were able to do last year, and it's good, but I'm hoping that next year it will be even better. So here's four live highlights from KJ, Jason, myself, and John Fitzpatrick.
He's never actually typed a text. He never does stay till the end of a movie. And he loves a good sweater vest. And he might throw things like coffee creamer. But every day we tune in wondering who will he be crushing. Kevin with the forecast got his hairs in blushing. We don't care. He buys Cadillacs with straight cash, and everybody likes PTI previews on a day reviews. Old guy Bob Ryan, finally the mailbag, here it comes. What's Nigel gonna pick today? And we'll always be loyal, loyal. Littles of the TK show, this kind of show is just for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Could he be cooler, cooler? Can't everybody be, but we think he rules, he rules. So read those notes, Tony. Thank you.
It's Tony used to wear. Colored orange, I bet he looked awesome all blue. He might have looked like Bozo. Will Levant says to shave it away. He's yelling on the air, insisting he's not bald, he's shaved. Tony says that Jordan, hold on to the hair you've got. You might not have much left, that's why I like you a lot. You've got a major, and that's more than Tiger since he got caught. And we can pay cash for your house. Whoa, you're halfway there. Whoa, losing all your hair. Take off that hat, fluff it up if you care. Whoa, losing all your hair. Losing all your hair.
I've seen him on TV, on PTI. I've even dreamt he was surprised a thousand times. It's almost like he already knows each score. Will Bond, how on earth do you know each score? I just can't believe my eyes when I watch the crawl. Date and time, Syracuse would lose in basketball, and you always dress so sharp in your tailored, well-cut suits, and I believe that it's no secret you love shoes.
Get excited when he's on my TV screen. First heard the Rolling Stones in 2013.
He knows the words.
Gets pissed off on air, and he is no show pony. The best part of the show is when he says he called when RG3 would have his first concussion. Plus he likes jazz and other things that Tony's crushing. Nobody sends him swag, and I don't think that's right. You're my amigo, David Aldridge, let's not fight. Jeannie and Tori from the Chick Chair give Tone flag. DA has his chair too, and it's the one with a high back. He doesn't care if Strasburg's nice or he's a jerk. He likes to remind Tone what it's like to still work. Went to American and he is from D.C. He groans out loud when Tone me begs for junk for free. Here come the emails and the faxes and the notes. When Tony reads them, David laughs at all his jokes.
All right, Rolling Stone!
John Fitzpatrick was a wonderful hype man for that live show. Really had a great rapport with the audience. Now I wanted to play... Uh-oh. You know what that sound means. Schwitz break.
One, two, three.
A stranger passes some wine, man, I ain't going nowhere tonight. I ain't been going nowhere for quite some time. You can't reach your plate with all the steam,
but you can reach around a friend if you know what I mean. One shot, one beer, and a schwitz is all that we need. One more schwitz before I go. One more juicy steak. Breath all heavy and slow. One shot, one beer, and a schwitz before I go. Some Russian guy is rubbing my glutes. Oh lordy, that's great. I give him a 50, he asks if I want change. I say, oh that's cool buddy, just keep it. You could meet a nice girl at a house of pancakes, but there ain't no chance of that here, it's just dudes and steaks. One shot, one beer, and oh, the cats are great. One more schwitz before I go. One more huge mistake. Breath all heavy and slow. One shot, one beer, and a schwitz before I go.
Jason Fuse with a tremendous backing part on that song. A parody of Ryan Adams' A Kiss Before I Go from the wonderful Jacksonville City Nights album. And I think that one is maybe the most innuendo and double entendre filled schwitz song I've ever done. Usually I try to keep it a little clean, but that one was a little edgy. So I hope you enjoyed that. I now wanted to play some songs about the laundry topic of the week, Chessie, Tony's new dog. And when I heard that he was getting a new dog, my first thought was, oh God, no. Please, please, I don't want to hear songs about this, because it's not really that interesting. But since I've now said that, I have to get in on the action myself. I'm not gonna make fun of somebody or otherwise insult an idea if I'm not willing to do it myself. So we're going to play Steve Lipton, the master of this laundry song, with his version of Chessie. Then Anita and Joe Arrow collaborating on a lovely Richie Valens tune. My take on this whole thing. And then we'll end this little segment of laundry songs with the number one jingle of the week, the amazing Google Bus by Hampton and Jason. So again, some Chessie songs.
How should we open the show? Should we open the show with the Nats, or should we open the show with football, knowing that, of course, that football is a much bigger draw than
surely
baseball.
You did laundry or something this weekend to open the show with.
No.
Chessie, quick come here, Tom won't tell us all, not even himself. Chessie, right from Mr. Tony's hands, how it left us from the palm again. He won't let anyone know what you're eating, so in Mr. Tony's bed, you're still sleeping. Chessie, how do you feel about Johnny Walker Blue? Oh, and Chessie, it's 3 a.m. okay to walk you. Oh, and Chessie, you might inherit from China soon. While he's boiling eggs, you can sit there and beg for food. Chessie,
dog, Chessie is her name. It used to be Balsam, but I thought that was lame. I rescued her. Chessie, please don't need my cash. Table scraps, oh no. Now that you're here, you'll sleep in my bed. that's where they'll find you when I wake up dead. 'Cause I got a new dog, Jesse. Will you outlive me? Outlive me, oh Jesse. We'll have so much fun taking my G5 to find the sun. You'll ride in my lap. What's better than that for you? I got a new doll.
Had a shelter in the district. Jesse's sitting all alone, hoping someone will see her and maybe take her home. She says, maybe if I'm lucky, I'll meet a nice young family. They'll feed me from the table and their kids will play with me. Well, Jesse, I ain't got none of that, but I'll let you sleep with me. And Jesse, if you like money, well, I've got stacks and stacks and stacks that you can eat. Jesse, can you picture how it's gonna be? I'm great at owning dogs. I've got a fence and a tree. And I don't mean to brag, but did you know I buried three? Oh, Jesse, maybe this time you can bury me. Jesse, odds are real good, you're gonna bury me.
Every day I'm killing you.
Look out!
See pedestrians and take out a few.
Oh no, it's the Googlebot.
I'm a robot, I don't cry or smile.
Oh, it's the Googlebot.
But I can chase your grandma for another mile.
Good Lord, it's the Googlebot.
I thank you, Beezus, for letting me steer.
Look out, it's the Googlebot.
I crash cars without drinking beer.
Oh no, it's the Googlebot.
When no one's driving, who can you trust?
Oh no,
bet your life on a Google bus.
Look out, it's the Google.
Oh, that ending kills me. So for the Jesse thing, I didn't actually listen to Steve or Anita's song before I recorded mine because I didn't want to steal any of their jokes. So those were both actually really good. So I take back my comment that this wasn't jingle worthy. Those were both hilarious. So, you know, sometimes I just don't know what I'm doing with this whole thing, I guess. All right, it's time for the mailbag. Got an awesome new review on iTunes. If you've not reviewed this podcast on iTunes, please do. I love to get these. TJTC says, this podcast stinks, and I can't believe that I waited so long to subscribe. Listening to the episodes from 2014 is like my own personal podcast delay. Keep up the fantastic work. Then I got a lot of email here around the Kickstarter, and I got more than a dozen, maybe 20 or so, cross-promotion requests from other Kickstarter jackasses. I have folks that are trying to make jewelry, folks that are making insect-based food products, independent movies, albums. Basically, anybody who's shilling for cash on Kickstarter wants to do some kind of cross-promotion where I spam my people and they'll spam theirs. It's kind of ridiculous. I'm surprised that that's not against the terms of use of Kickstarter, but anyway, I've been slammed with that. Then I also have some actual notes from people. Bill Aheka says, I hear you're handing out golden tickets to some rock concert or something. I just want to assure my place in heaven. Mike says, I'll get there early. I hear the Oneaters are up first. And then this is some commentary on last week's 100th episode TK Jingles Spectracular. Robert Berg says, I think Soul would crush a Schwitz song. I'm just saying. And I have to figure out the smartest way to deploy Soul. I mean, we got to go back to her at some point, right? Maybe episode 150 or some other wonderful surprise event, like when she closes TK Jingles Live or something like that. And Adam says, thanks for the shout out on the podcast. Please tell me that Henry is at least real. So yes, Adam, Henry's a real guy. I mean, the whole thing with Beatrice, that was all fake, but her husband is definitely real. And then I've really been amused on social media. There is a Twitter account for Reginald the Monkey, and I'm guessing it's run by Neilan Rockville because he retweets it more than anybody else, but I don't know that. But anyway, I love that this fake monkey account gets in social media fights with Nigel frequently, where Nigel interjects to stick up for somebody that the monkey is putting down and disavows any relationship with the station. And really, I get a huge kick out of that. And then I was reminded of Reginald because Chessie, the new Mr. Tony dog, within a day had a Twitter account, obviously also fake, and I have no idea if this one's tweeting anything either, but Twitter is just so freaking stupid. Anyway, and having said that, please follow me on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli. And then lastly, we played that wonderful Robert Berg, David Hasselhoff parody to open this show. If you have not been to Amazon.com on the Looking for the Best of David Hasselhoff Amazon page, there are 1,200 reviews, almost all of them 5 stars, of Hasselhoff's Best Of album. And I don't know if there's a way to sort reverse chronological, but it was like one of the earliest internet memes, and it's just so damn funny. It's very much like TK Jingles. You take one joke and then just hammer it into the ground 1,000 times. But somebody wrote a review, a very sincere review of Hasselhoff's Best Of album, and then ended it with a line that said, by the way, track 6, Hotshot City, is particularly good. And then somebody else replied a few days later, a little while later, and it was with a scathing, sarcastic review, just ripping it apart about how it would make your eyes bleed and your bowels explode. Just like a horrifying review. And then it ended with, oh, but track 6 is particularly good. And so that spawned a litany of parody reviews of the David Hasselhoff album. I have spent hours reading those stupid things. So if you've never seen them, if you don't know David Hasselhoff's music, it's a great way to discover both. Check it out. I hope you've enjoyed the 101st episode of the TK Jingles podcast. Got some fun stuff planned for next week. It's always hard to get these things to hit at once, but we'll give you an update on TK Jingles Live, and then hopefully I've got some cool little featured spin-off things and guests and whatever else coming up next week. Hopefully it all works out. So come back and check that one out on March 17th, which that date seems significant for some reason. Is that St. Patrick's Day? maybe I'll have to have some shamrock songs. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Stand by.
Sit, honey.
In 5, 4, 3. Wayne's World is brought to you by Noah's Arcade. Party on, Wayne.
Hey! Wayne's World!
It's Friday. It's 11:30. It's time to party with your excellent host, Wayne Campbell. And with him, as always, is Garth.
Party on, Wayne, and party on, Garth.
Wayne's World!
Okay, welcome to Wayne's World. Party on, Garth.
I guess.